Hi, this is Teresa, and we're in the studio here at K-Bright Radio with a very special friend of mine, Pastor Samuel Carter from OC Christian Center right here in Costa Mesa. Thank you for joining me again, my friend.
Woo, so great to be here with you, Miss Teresa.
I'm so excited because today is the conversation about prayer and what it looks like for you as a pastor and just a regular old believer.
I like that. I like the topic of prayer. So vital to our life as a believer.
I know, right? So before we start, can you actually lead us in prayer?
Oh, I thought you were going to forget to ask us, and I'm just going to say, should we start with prayer? But you don't forget it, which is amazing. But let's pray together. Father, I thank you for all those who are listening. And even as I'm praying, if anyone's driving, may their eyes still be open as we watch and pray today. And as we go into your word, we pray that we hear from you on this incredibly important and valuable topic of praying as believers. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, man. I feel like we're already in trouble because I can't stop laughing, but that's okay. So with the conversation, I want to ask you as a friend, a personal, maybe a personal question.
Do I like personal questions?
Okay, so we both know what it's like to have to basically be on for people, right? Mm. When you're praying lately, do you feel like you can finally take the mask off, or are you still finding yourself performing a bit for God?
You know, if the mask, I like to keep the mask on because my mask looks like Batman. And so I keep that mask. No, as far as like doing life with people, I find when I just did ministry on Sunday, yeah, it was more performance-y. Mm-hmm. But whenever there's a need, instantly for me, it's easy to get into that place where that person is the priority.
Yes.
And what their needs are is what I am locked in to help out however I can. And so I believe that when you're authentically, continually care for people, it's not as much as a mask as identifying, all right, this time I need to help out. It's like, for instance, when you're a doctor and someone is sick, then you're like, oh, what's the need here? Mm-hmm. But if there's no need like that really present, then you're continuing on, like for me, talking about food or the latest joke or what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to someone's need, then that moment and whatever they're sharing, that's what's the priority in that time. And so I would say to readjust it is just knowing, all right, this is the moment where I need to lock into really asking God for help for them. I found out that even with the years of counseling, I can scratch places where there's no itch, and that doesn't help out anyone. Or put a Band-Aid on a place that's not bleeding, and that doesn't help out anyone. So I really like to listen to God as I'm listening to the person's need and see how I can be the best help by directing people to God in that moment and praying prayers of faith. I believe that when we pray, the Bible says to pray the righteous prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So the lifestyle that I live before that one moment of prayer really contributes to the prayer being heard. I don't try to just be a Christian in that moment of need. I find that every single day, living my life for God, yielded to Him, living a pure and holy life is a contributing factor to my prayers being heard and having a relationship with God. That one moment when I'm talking to that individual is not the only moment or the first time I'm talking to God that day. And so it's been a dialogue already. So the communication has already been open. So as far as mass, maybe there was more of that before, but now it's just part of life and it's a part of a wonderful part of life.
I will say, as a witness to how you minister to people, it's not really a mask for you. I believe that the way you operate is very intentional and you're always listening. So what I found is that you take a pause when somebody says, can you pray for me? You go, absolutely. And you're the first person to raise their hand for that. And then you thank God and you thank Jesus and you say, like, you do this thing where you're like, thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus. You know what it was probably more before? I think when you're a Christian and you're talking to a lot of people and and people ask you for prayer,
yeah.
sometimes like before I caught myself like, oh yeah, I'll pray for you. Yeah. Or if I try to end a conversation that's been going for a while, let me just pray. Let me keep you up in prayer.
Yeah.
And I caught myself doing that before. And then I found out that, man, that's such a not a caring response or heart position for myself.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I want to actually care and lock in. And if I say I'm going to pray for you, I make it a point now that I actually in that moment pray for you. Because if I don't do it now, there's a great chance I'm going to forget about it later.
Sure.
And I don't want prayer to be a cop-out of a conversation or a way to end a conversation. Mm. I want to hear. And I also want to, like, that deep breath is like, all right, I'm going to transition from joke telling to actually interceding and locking into helping that person in their need. I like to be lighthearted. And sometimes I will throw a joke in the prayer because
I like it.
Because, you know, God, he's a very funny.
He's
hilarious.
Hilarious.
And he gives me the best jokes.
Yeah.
And
I don't know about that. Just kidding.
But in that moment is prioritizing that person right then and right there.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're listening and you can relate to being having a lot of things on your plate and there's a lot of things you have to do, a lot of concerns. And sometimes it feels like for me, ministry, people come in with needs at the worst time.
Yeah.
Man, you've got so much things to get done. Mm-hmm. And even Sunday morning, I'm like doing the last minute prep. And then people are like, let me get you before service starts or before everything goes. And let me share with you the need I have.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, service is about to start in 15 minutes.
I know.
I don't, like the old commercial, I ain't got time for that. But then taking the moment to say, hey, I do have time. And the church service is incredible and is important. But right now, this one person right here, that is ministry for me. That is important for me. I can't brush off people because of my program or my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I got to prioritize. And I've learned to love to prioritize the one person in that moment. And I'm going to give them my full attention. As a youth pastor, I used to look around the room and make sure the kids aren't killing themselves. And so my attention is darting everywhere in the room as people are talking to me. But I realized I can be in the position now where I can take the time and care for this person right in front of me and pray for them, share a word of wisdom or whatever it needs in that moment. And so never deviating from the fact that the priority I have is that person right in front of me. And I believe that's how the kingdom of God expands.
Yeah, I think a big part of your regular prayer starting is hearing from God. Mm. You know, like even though the person specifically said, this is what's wrong and this is what I need prayer for, you actually ask, you take a split second to ask, and then you take another few seconds to hear.
Mm.
And I think that's what makes it so special and intentional. And so when you say you're interceding, I truly believe that you're interceding with the hand of God.
Mm.
So you're not just, oh, it's Pastor Sam praying for me. No, it's Pastor Sam and all the angels behind him and Jesus, like, oh, you know, just covering the both of you as you're praying.
Well, I believe people can definitely pray wrong prayers for sure. You can ask for things that aren't part of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Even this morning on the way here was counseling someone on the phone, and this person asked me to pray for them, and they said, here's the prayer request. This subcontractor of mine, they're doing the wrong thing. Can you pray that God hits them over the head with a 2x4? And just like, can you just have God just whack them on the head? And I'm like, man, first of all, I appreciate your passion, and I know that's very traumatizing and very, very stressful, but I can't pray that God beats people up. That's just not like, that's basically cursing, and I can't do that. But let me pray that they encounter God and begin to redirect them to something where I believe is more the heart of God. And when we pray the will of God, we know that he answers his will.
Yeah.
And so we want to pray prayers that are heard and prayers that are answered. When we pray amiss or pray words that are opposite the will of God, we can expect those prayers not to be answered.
Yeah.
But we pray the will of God and the heart of God, we can have the confidence to know that he hears and that he answers.
Do you ever find it hard to just be with God without your brain switching into sermon prep or intercessory mode? How do you just stay a son instead of a leader?
Dude, that's such a crazy, amazing question. And that was probably one that in the middle of like ministry for me, I had to discover that when I'm reading the Bible, it isn't just to prepare another sermon or pray for the needs of other people, but just to abide with my Heavenly Father and just to enjoy His presence, that it's different and it's for me and it's something where I love and value, even though I do love to prepare and get into His Word and read out and write out what He's saying, but just to enjoy Him with no agenda. I think that was one of the turning points for me in ministry to keep the fire burning and keep my love for Him solid and strong is just learning to come before Him with no agenda. Yeah. How many times do we pray and we pray with an agenda, with like, this is what I need done. Mm-hmm. Here's my prayer request. Yeah. Here's my list of
like
to-dos.
Your wish list almost.
My wish list. Yeah. Like it's Christmas and He's checking my list twice. Mm-hmm. But just coming with no agenda, but just to hang out with Him.
Yeah.
Maybe starting, like there would be times I'll start and say, how are you doing today? And doing a check-in with God and see, how's He doing today? And just to hear and feel His heart. And that, for me, helps me differentiate work from just enjoyment of Him and relationship with Him. And then the rest of it goes better and smoother, and it no longer becomes work, but it's an outflowing of my time with God and my enjoyment of Him. Man, just the idea of we get to enjoy God's presence and knowing and looking forward to that every day. This is when I get to just enjoy my time with God. So I don't have to rush it. I can take that time. As a pastor, we probably have an advantage above everyone else. We can take the time to just enjoy an hour or two with God. Mm-hmm. Maybe not everyone has that luxury, but even if you got up a half an hour earlier and let that be the thing to look forward to, then as opposed to watching your latest program on Netflix or on Disney Plus or the latest game, and having the reality of time with Him is actually valuable and actually enlightening and strengthening and fulfilling. Getting to that point in your prayer makes prayer the priority as opposed to what you're going to get as a result of the prayer.
I just thought of a great idea, but we only have 1 minute left. So I'm thinking for Oculus, there's a way that we could possibly create a new game for Jesus, like a prayer room. And we're like on our hands and knees praying. And like the more you do it, the more points you get.
Oh, we get all our prayer positions.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That's a side note. So if you could, if you could ask God for one impossible thing for your own life, not the church's, but yours, what would you ask for right now?
I love that. I think my constant prayer for Him, and it's one of the harder things, definitely with Him, nothing's impossible, but it's for me to, and it may seem like a cop-out, but it's true, for me to sound and be more like Him. Mm. Because the hardest thing to change, I find, is me. And if anything could change, I would like myself to be, at the end of every prayer moment, sounding more like Him, looking more like Him, and loving more like Him. Man, if I can see that happen every time, that'll be the most successful prayer for me, a prayer moment with Him.
Oh, so good. Any final words for our listeners who are just listening and tuning in now?
Prayer is key. Prayer is not preparation for the battle. I like to say prayer is the battle. Ooh. If you can win that moment of prayer and outlast the thoughts of sleepiness, outlast the distractions, because you get hit in prayer time with distractions and tiredness. Totally. If you can press past that, you'll get to the point of transformation.
Yeah, amen. Like that 30 seconds, that first 30, you're like, okay, I got this. 30 seconds, we're in. Like 3 minutes in, and before it used to feel like, ooh, I don't think I could actually even do 5 minutes. Mm. But now, with your help, of course, I've learned how to shut out the noise and actually pray deeper prayers and be in solitude with Him and enjoy it today. Thank you so much, Pastor Samuel Carter from OC Christian Center, one of my dearest friends whom I love so much, who teaches me the Word of God on the daily. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you. Love it.
This has been In the Studio, a public affairs presentation of the Crawford Media Group. please email us your comments, suggestions, and ideas to publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Again, that's publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com.